Thank you very much. Good morning. First of all, I should say that I have no relationships to disclose for this session. I will try to be very brief in order to allow the maximum time for questions after the presentations. The presentation here today is a joint effort between Jon Snow, that we were working in different issues in reproductive health, and an NGO in Spain, in Catalonia, that is providing all kind of reproductive health services in Barcelona, Spain. The program that we are going to talk today is the attention to is called attention to the maternity at risk program, started in Catalonia, in Spain, in 1991. And by this organization that is a non-profit organization, as a result of a partnership between the government of Catalonia, is an autonomous part of Spain, with private providers and this association. And the program offers a space for counseling, is co-financing abortions cost, and provide active prevention for repeated abortion, including family planning, counseling, and free provision of long-acting contraception during the immediate post-abortion. Only two words about the situation in Spain. The abortion in Spain is legal under three circumstances, now changed, but during all this period was on this three circumstances, and was for free if performed in the public hospitals. When the law was approved back in 1985, practically all public hospitals in Spain, they declared themselves objectors as the only provider of this, the abortion and the places that you can have an abortion in Spain is the private clinics. As with this situation, the vulnerable population in Spain, they didn't have access because the economical financial barriers to access the abortion, that even if it's legal, they cannot access because they cannot afford the payment. The association is providing 25, 50%, 75, or 100% of the cost of abortion for these women to have an abortion in the private clinics. And on addition to these services, from the association, we are providing active screening on domestic violence and abuse. This is very frequent in the group of vulnerable groups that we are attending. Immediate psychosocial care with professional visits for free in order to provide support and orientation. And access to free legal advice for social psychological orientation. You will see later what is so important to provide these complementary services in addition to the copayment for abortion. Where we are focused to these women belonging to vulnerable groups, first of all, because they are less likely to access services and seek advice for contraceptives, even in one country that family planning services are for free and even contraceptives are supported by the health system, that is universal coverage, but there are other barriers. These women have very high abortion rates, and they are in a great risk of repeated abortion, and are less aware about family planning, about family and women's rights. This is an important situation. As we are going to see immediately, this is most of them are immigrant women with recent arrival to Spain, and in this case, all these services are new for them. This organization, in order to see the scope of and the coverage of this program, it covers from 1991 till 2009, is covering different percentage around of the total abortions in Catalonia, that is 6 million inhabitants, is covering like 26% of the total abortions in Catalonia are passing through the association, and the women receive some kind of support in the services that we provide. As in the last year, that 2009, that we have the records, the association support co-pay for these abortion services to 6,700 women. That suppose is 25% of all the abortions in Catalonia. When we compare the status from these women and the women that are going directly to the services in Catalonia, and we are counting all the abortions that are performed in Catalonia, is there are similar profile about the age, civil status, gestational age, mostly first trimester, and previous abortion. But there are substantial differences related to the level of education, work status, and previous use of family planning centers and contraceptives. One characteristic that is different between the total abortions and the abortions provided to these vulnerable groups is that through the association pass from all the group of clients in the association, 65% are immigrants, and half of them are less than 3 years in country. In the total group is only 33%, as double of the immigrants are going as a woman in part of these vulnerable groups. And this is an important thing. One of the characteristics of all women that have abortions in Spain, and this is repeated, I think you have the same situation in US, and is repeated in all Europe with different branches, and is a really important concern of for public health is the high number of repeated aborters in the abortion clinics. We're talking about, I think there are reports, we're talking about 50% of repeated abortions here in this country. We have total repeated abortions, total of close to 35% in Spain, and the range in Europe is similar, with higher levels in the countries with more abortions, like Eastern European countries or Russia. As this is a great concern, you see that the total number of abortions in that repeated abortions is very high. We're talking about 38.4% of abortions, and is growing. The other characteristic of these women is that 50% of the women didn't use contraceptive in the past. They have a very erratic use of condoms in 27% of the women that were attended. And the hormonal contraceptive use was 20% of the women. We know that they didn't use consistently the hormonal contraceptive, but this is what they said, that they were using this hormonal contraceptive. At the beginning of the program, we were using only like a profile, make like the profile of women at risk of repeated abortion, and explaining in another way, when the women attend the service of family and health, they receive like a full of services. One of them is this co-payment, and the other specific counseling on family planning. At the beginning, these specific services, including the post-abortion IUD insertion, were only for the group of women that were at high risk of repeated abortion. This high risk, I think, is very similar in many countries. The most predictable risk for another abortion is to have a previous abortion. And the others are sporadic relationships, a new partner, having a early maternity, they have a child, not visiting the health system for reproductive health reasons. As after 2006, all women that attend the services were offered to this IUD insertion, together with a package of other services that were offered, and the co-payment of abortion, for sure. And this was the level of the people that received the offer for IUD insertion after in the immediate post-abortion, in the same clinic. And the index of acceptance is this way. As the, no, the acceptance in the clinic is this this amount, and sorry, this is the offer. All women were offered to have an IUD. Some of them accept, and after in the clinic, some of them receive the IUD. Between the acceptance at the association and the real insertion, the difference was very important. Between the different providers in the clinic. What gave us to lead, to the conclusion that it's not the woman who has preference, as the provider who has preference and their own ideas about reasons that are here, some of the reasons for the discrepancy between the offer and acceptance and the insertion. As most of the women accept the insertion to be receive an insertion of IUD when they will be at the clinic, but after in the clinic, according with the provider in the clinic or the different clinics, some of them, they have very low insertion rates according with the previous acceptance, and others have practically close to 100%. As it's clear that because all these clinics are very standardized in their protocols and other things, is a decision of the provider that at some point they don't believe that IUD can be inserted in the post-abortion. As a result, in total during all the program that continue now is 20% of all the abortions from Catalonia pass through this service. Most of the women were at the first trimester of the pregnancy. Actually, all women are offered to the insertion of an IUD in the immediate post-abortion before leaving the clinic. Other characteristics I already mentioned, there are 50% of them, they didn't use contraception or they didn't use consistently contraception before. More than 80% didn't attend family planning services during the previous year. 50% were repeated abortions in the association, what is a lot, and seeing that the criteria for risk of repeated abortion, there are the ones that we already identified, and 38% represent the total country repeated abortion rate. And all of them are highly vulnerable socioeconomical position, situation. As conclusion is that public and private partnerships guarantee really the sustainability of this program. This is a partnership, as I mentioned, between the government, the autonomous government of Catalonia, the association, and the public and private providers in the region. This is an equitable program and improve access to comprehensive abortion care for these vulnerable women. The program integrates a greater accessibility to safe abortion and free post-abortion contraceptive. The total number of abortions are more than 6,000 in all these periods, 6,000 IUDs inserted in the immediate post-abortion with no important side effects, I can mention. And this approach has the added value to regulate the number of repeated abortions, and this is the important thing. We consider that the post-abortion, the immediate post-abortion and the clinic where the abortion is provided is the right moment and probably the only moment that most of these women can access family planning services. Thank you very much.